18 minutes to the hour. This is Newsday. We're going to talk now to the new Young People's Poet Laureate for London. She's Somali-British. She's 24. She's Momtaza Mehri. And she joins us now with not only a background in biochemistry, but also in poetry. Plenty to explore. Listen, thank you for coming in and talking to us. What's the aim of a Young People's Laureate?
Well, the aim of the Young People's Poet Laureate is to engage with young people through a tour of this, mainly through a tour of the six outer London boroughs, and also to be, take part in a Young People's Poetry Lab. But then that's like the what you have to do. But then there's also the work that you'll be doing through facilitating workshops and through going into schools and just getting young people involved in poetry.
Mm. What kind of poetry do you deal in then? Is there books I can buy? Is it online? Where do I find it?
I was part of a chapbook series called The New Generation's African Poets, which compiles a few chapbooks and pamphlets from African poets across the world. So that's you can get my chapbook. It's called Sugar Lump Prayer. But I've also been anthologized in like a variety of different anthologies, as well as like science fiction, because I do write a lot of speculative fiction. Mm. Which I don't really talk about much, so this is kind of like an exclusive.
Well, we've got plenty to talk about with the poetry. I'm interested in, I mean, you know, poetry for many people is fixed in books. It's kind of old-fashioned. Mm. It's interesting. In the news today, we've got Kendrick Lamar, you know, a rapper, some would say a poet, winning the Pulitzer for poetic stories of life, which have got, you know, massive appeal to people. Also, I mean, the little that I know about the Somali poetic tradition is that it's oral rather than written. So what are you going to do about getting out of the book and out of the library and into the street and into people's faces?
I think what you said about the Somali tradition being generally oral is quite pertinent, because I think there's a strong kind of emergence of diaspora voices that are getting it written down in languages other than Somali as well. So I think there's definitely something exciting happening there. But yeah, the role is about engaging young people and sort of making them understand that it's not necessarily something that they have to be alienated from, and that it doesn't have to be just like, there's many styles and forms of poetry. So there's obviously what they're learning at school, but then there's also other styles that might pique their interest. So it's combining that and widening their palette as much as
possible. Shame though, isn't it, that the assumption, the basic assumption, is that poetry is somehow alienating. Now, presumably it never alienated you. It embraced you. Why? How?
Yeah, I think it's about how you sort of come into it. Mm. If the initial process is something that's quite disheartening, or you feel like, oh, I'm just going to be
I've got to learn this. I've got to learn it by memory. So how did you get into it?
Well, I got into it again through that oral tradition of seeing it in like in proverbs and having like, and seeing like being it recited by older women at weddings and things like that. So to me, it was very natural and organic. And I recognise that that's a luxury and that's a bit of a privilege.
No, it's nice though, because if it's part of the social structure, I mean, you could argue that, you know, people, I often see kids walking past my front door rapping to themselves. Now, what they're doing is they're using words rhythmically and often melodically in a certain way as well. That's poetry in a way. It's already part of their lives, isn't
it? Yeah, and it's about having that recognised as poetry, and also in general just the speech patterns and rhythms of people, allowing young people to understand that the way they speak, that can be translated into poetry too. It doesn't have to be something where they come into a voice that they borrow from other people. They can write poetry and sort of live with poetry in a very naturalistic way.
People also want to be heard though. I mean, there's an awful lot of poets who are never heard. There's famously more poetry writers than poetry readers, but you know, sort of in the official old school kind of manner of kind of the slender book of verse and that kind of thing. But how do poets, therefore, if you're doing a workshop, how can you convince young people that their poetry is going to be heard, it's going to get out there or go somewhere? How does it get transmitted?
Well, I think the key is respecting young people and not sort of patronising them, because that's something that they deal with quite often, and allowing them to see that they're the ones leading the conversation as much as you are. And that's something that I've kind of experienced quite recently, because we did create a Young People's Youth Manifesto for the Young Poets Laureate role, and that's up on Spread the Word's website. And that was just literally allowing them to tell me what they would like me to do with the role.
In verse?
Not necessarily.
They don't have to.
It was a manifesto, so it was very much like, we demand this.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Oh, right, demands. Well, yeah, poetry can be good for demands as well. It doesn't just have to be flowers and trees, although I love flowers and trees in poetry. What about the anger in poetry as well? Do you use that? Do you find people using that?
Yes, you do come across a lot of young people who are angry and sort of dissatisfied with how other people treat them or sort of their lives. And it's about giving them a language and not necessarily speaking for them, because sometimes you don't actually understand what they've gone through. So it's important to understand that you're not always in this position of like the older person talking down to them, and that they actually can theorise their own lives a bit better than you can.
What's the youngest you've ever come across a poet?
I they'd come across a 7-year-old child that was like very much into poetry, because actually her mother used to be a poet in Somalia. So she was like very, she could recite these very, very long verses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming in. It's a brilliant little insight.
Which, sorry to interrupt. Talking of reciting long verses, I would love to hear you do something for us. Could you? I know we've landed this on you at the last minute. Are you feverishly getting something up on your telephone?
I could, or
even one of those inspirational proverbs, you know, the kind of the proverb, the poetry that began you on this route. I don't know. Anything you like, something wordy and different.
I'll read from a longer poem of mine, just a short passage.
Fantastic. Remember. Take it away.
Okay. And it goes like this. In 91, the mothers who held and hid gold in underskirts crossed rivers, saved everyone before themselves. 2 million displaced by the next spring, a world split at the seam. A country is a religion. Without one, you are branded a heretic. What does 2 million look like? A sea falling into a sea.
Well, thank you for that. 24-year-old Somali-British poet Momtaza Mary, who is the new Young People's Laureate, Poet Laureate for London, reading for us and talking about her work. Thanks very much indeed for coming in.